it was such a blessing to us, and a timely, and your timing were perfect. We pray that God will abundantly bless you. We appreciate you and your giving heart. That's from Belinda and Bill Bailey. This morning's scripture will be coming out of Psalms 24. Psalms 24. And it's read as following. The earth is the Lord, and all its fullness, the world, and those who dwell therein. For he hath founded upon the seas and established upon the water. Who may ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who hath clean hand and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, shall I. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in valor. Lift up your head, O ye gates, lift up your everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. And the Lord have blessing to the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, most gracious God, we just come thanking you, Father God, once again for this day. Thank you for watching over last night while we slept in slumber and waking up this morning in our right mind and use activity of our limbs. Holy Spirit, we're asking you to rise up big within us, each of us. Father God, we ask you to just continue to cover with the blood of Jesus, protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger as we go forth, preaching and teaching your word. Holy Spirit, have your way on today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. This morning, how many want a blessing? How many need a blessing? Well, you know, when your praises goes up, blessings come down. So if you want a blessing, if you need a blessing, you need to send up your praises. The praise team, they can't praise for you. You got to praise for yourself in order to receive your blessings. So if you want a blessing and you expecting the blessing, so stand on your feet and start blessing the Lord for yourself as the praise team come forth.
Giving it all, counting it all as loss, counting everything as dung for the cause of Christ. And he began one night to just talk about the sufferings that Christ went through, the beatings that he took, the stripes that were on his back, and that he was pretty much beaten to a pulp, beaten beyond recognition. Hallelujah. And he did it all for us. Glory to God. Glory to God. He did it to save us. Hallelujah. 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 He did not want to live eternity without us. What a magnificent and glorious God he is. Our Father. Hallelujah. Jesus, our elder brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's an old song that says, he would not come down from the cross, but he stayed there and he died just for you and me. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Everything pales in comparison to the love that you have for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Paul went through so much when he was here on this earth, but he said it was light afflictions. Hallelujah. He went through beatings and imprisonments and fastings and going without, but he called it a light affliction. My God. And even when it was time for him to give his life and to be beheaded because of the cause of Christ, he was ready to die. Hallelujah. To live is Christ. To die is gain. Glory to God. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your holy and righteous name. Yes. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. Bless your name. Bless your name. Forgive us of the times that we magnified the things on earth greater than you. Because there's none like you, Lord. Nobody greater than you. Help us always keep our focus on eternity and on you, your kingdom, your work, your will. And we give your name the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You can be seated this morning. Continue just to worship the Lord. Receive his glory. Because that's him. And you know what? You're healed. I don't like what I'm hearing this morning. See, my ears have changed this week a little bit. Some things happened to my family, and I'm not happy, and I'm not going to be happy until I see justification. When my family gets attacked, the kingdom of darkness gets attacked. That's what Jesus did. So anybody that's got symptoms of all the... I'm taking authority over it. All you got to do is receive your healing. It's not a part of you. It's not a part of Christ. And it's not going to be a part of this church family. When I come in and hear things that ain't godly, I don't like it. I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to the Spirit. The God of this world is trying to come against our bodies. In the name of Jesus, I speak to sinus infections. I speak to sore throats. Anything, any change in the weather that's causing change in your body, Jesus changes not. He is the healer. I release healing. All you got to do is receive your healing. Walk in it today. You're going to walk in health. You're not going to be sick. You're going to be prosperous. You're going to come to church. You're going to leave church blessed, healed, walking in divine favor in Jesus' name. And Satan, we command you right now to get your hands off of God's people. They've been bought with the price of the Lord Jesus Christ. By his blood, you have been washed, cleansed, and perfected forever. And all you got to do is say, thank you, I receive it. Devil, you heard it, you got to go. Symptoms, you're changing. Symptoms are going because, see, you're healed. Amen, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, glory to God. That's worth getting up and coming to church this morning. Amen. See, a lot of people don't feel good to stay home. I mean, if you need to stay home, we're not against you, but we want you to come to church and get healed. Get healed coming to church, because, see, just getting up out of the bed is an act of faith. You're probably going to get healed before you get there. If you believe that Jesus is your healer, see, you've got to hear some things and know some things. And the church is learning. The church, we're coming back. We've been down too long. We just been taking what? Well, you know. What does God? I know God. I know Jesus. And I'm learning. I'm not the man I used to be. I said it last night. I'm not dead. There's a difference between life and death, light and dark. Amen. I see life in this place. So, it sounds a lot better in here. Thank you, Jesus. And don't come under condition if you're going to sneeze or if you, hey, we love you. And we hear that, we know we want you're coming out of that. It's called the anointing, the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. It was good to be here this morning, and thank God for a church that knows who they are. And we had a glorious camp meeting. Tammy was just giving you just a little bit of what was in her spirit from what she experienced down there, because she knows when you get around a lot of people that know God, know Jesus, and are hungry for the Word, hungry for what He has, you get what you came for. And it was just an awesome time. I sent Alex an email. I didn't get a reply back yet, just to maybe see how much was brought in. I think they mentioned maybe 50, 55,000, maybe Thursday night. So it was a real good week. The place was packed out. You were sitting outside the tent. And Word of Faith, we're going to receive our offering here shortly, but we was able to sow $100. And we're already partners with Andrew, but we like to do that. And when camp meeting, when he comes to town, amen? You know, you like people come to your house and just bring you something you wasn't expecting, right? Well, Dean done a little offering this year I thought was kind of nice. He actually took up an offering for Andrew's wife, Jamie, who doesn't really get to travel, and kind of just made a special offering, and he was going to seal it and not let Andrew know about it and just bless her. So I thought that was kind of neat. But just whatever the Lord gives to you, if you act upon it, you'll be blessed. Amen? Because it matters what Jesus says. You know, if you don't listen to him, he's going to go to somebody that's going to listen, because his word is going to come to pass. Doesn't mean he don't love you. He needs something to happen when he says it. When he created this heaven and earth, the earth didn't wait to become, light didn't wait to become light. When God said something, he meant it. Well, my Bible didn't get here this morning. It was in my other vehicle. So got the scriptures up here on the screen this morning concerning your offering. It's out of the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verses 35 through 36. Now, there's plenty of Bibles in this church if you need one, but I just didn't have my particular one. But that's okay. That's okay. You can bring it to the front, though. I might not be done with it, Reed. Thank you. But it says, and the children of Israel did, it matters what you do. They did according to the word of Moses. That was the pastor. Now, I don't claim to be all that, but I'm hearing from God. So when you honor what I say, if I say what God says, and I'm believing I'm hearing what God says, you'll be blessed. Not because I said it, because God told me to say it, and I said it, and you acted upon it. They did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians. Jewels. I've seen a nice little red bug ring watch this morning. Somebody's wearing jewels, jewelry of gold, silver, and clothes. And the Lord, I like this. Now, Cindy, you need to hear this word. I mean, we heard your show and tell, but if you have a desire to stay in your place, God gives the people favor. Favor. In the sight of the Egyptians, and that word Egyptians is talking about the world. The Egyptians are your enemy. They're the world. God gives you favor in sight of the Egyptians, the world, your enemy, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. Do you like to spoil your kids with good things? Well, God, see, the enemy had their stuff. And see, you know, if you read the story and you get in and find out, God's people were in bondage. They were enslaved. They had our stuff. That was God. Everything in the earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. But he has given it to men. But if you don't share it with one another, you're stealing. You're a thief. That was, they borrowed, but they would not repay. This was due to them for over 400 years of bondage. See, people might say, well, they took from the Egyptians. No, the Egyptians have been taken from God's people. Also, it says God gave them favor in the sight of the enemy. And this is just a little thing, but to, I thank God for those little things. After one of the night at camp meeting, me and Kelsey, we finally decided we're going to go grab something for, it was about too late for supper, so we had breakfast and went to Denny's. I think it was Denny's a few days back. But I ordered my meal, and it came with a side of pancakes. Kelsey ordered her meal, but she didn't order no pancakes. I think she ordered an omelet. But, you know, usually at Denny's, your pancakes are so big, I knew I was going to give her some if she wanted some. But about 10 minutes later, here comes our plate, and the waitress says, oh, for some reason, he cooked an extra set of pancakes. You know, Kelsey, I don't even think she took a bite of it, but you know what? That's called favor. See, you might look at that and say, whoops, he made a mistake. No, we said, thank you, Jesus, for two extra pancakes. You know, Kelsey spent a lot of time down there. She had to get up real early in the morning, but she wanted to go and hear the word and bless the man that God had sent. And you might think just a couple pancakes ain't much, but that's just the tip of the iceberg that God's wanting to do for you. Amen. If he can bless you in the little things, he don't have a problem with bigger things. But are you going to be thankful for the little thing? Are you thankful for the little that God's blessed you with? And when he sees you thankful, you won't murmur about the pastor. You won't talk about people in the church. See, because that's where the devil wants to get you. God's not bringing destruction, but you open the door to the devil when you don't say what God says. According to the pastor, according to the word of the Lord, do that, act upon the word, and you'll have the benefit of that word. Amen. Whether you got a business, don't have a business, maybe thinking about a business, be faithful with what God has given you now. Whether you don't have a job, help somebody, take care of somebody, love somebody too in the process. You know, love covers a multitude of all the bad things you did. Well, God is love. Don't even think about what you used to do, because, see, that's been paid for. Even your future sins you're going to commit has been paid for from a God that cannot sin. Man, that's called grace. That's called what Andrew says. That's called the gospel. That's too good to be good news. You saying God has forgiven you before you even go sin? Yes, he has. He don't want you to sin, but Jesus came and loved you enough to take care of everything until he came back again. See, he's coming back again. Amen. I don't want to have nothing in my wallet when he comes, because I want to have it out in the kingdom. You understand what I'm saying? That don't mean I'm going to be broke. When Jesus comes, I want to know, man, I've gave everything you told me to do, done everything you told me to say, and just be expecting him to return and say, well done, Lewis. Well done, Terry. Well done, Nicole. Now, enter into the joy of the Lord. Well, he still gave us that joy. You should be rejoicing to give this morning. Amen? Knowing this, that God is going to bless you more than you can imagine. Amen? More than that. But you got to trust him with what's in your hand. You got to trust him after it leaves your hand. You got to trust him. Amen? You got to trust God for your kids after they leave your house, that you put something in them more precious than gold and silver. You took them to church. You fed them after church. You bought their clothes. You bought the car. You taught them about who God is. That's the most important thing in life, is that they know Jesus Christ as their personal, personal, personal Lord and Savior. That's only a decision they can make, but we are giving them that choice. As parents, as pastors, as ministers, that's going to be the deciding factor between eternal life, a personal relationship with God Almighty and his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So I'm thinking, because we got a purpose to give. Brother Tim Sutton is going to be coming to Word of Faith, and he's in Raleigh. He's going to be coming October the 8th, Sunday night. Tim is an evangelist, got a heart for God, plays a trumpet, but he has some things in his heart he wants to share, and we're going to invite some other churches. So just be thinking of Lord, I want to be able to sow into every good work that comes into Word of Faith. So I'm letting you know ahead of time to believe God. Get your faith out there. Look for favor. See, his favor comes, so it's not just all about you. God's going to favor you so you can He gives bread to the eater and seed to the sower. Don't eat your seed. Eat your bread. See, God blesses you, and then he gives you more than enough so you can give into every good work. So I'm letting you know there's good work coming in October. There's a good work coming in November. Donald Moore, prophet, evangelist, will be here. So we've got two more ministers, and then might not be done yet. Reed's going to be here next Sunday ministering the word. You're not going to be in the back in the audio section next week, are you? All right, Kelsey, you got to loose him next week. Tammy, now you can still be on the stage with Tammy. Well, hey, you do what God says to do, right? So are you ready to give this morning? Are you ready to expect favor? All the time. See, just because you ain't giving all the time doesn't mean favor ain't there all the time. Amen. I'm not saying you're not giving all the time. See, God's not after what you can do. He's after you. He's chasing you. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days. It don't matter how bad you are, they still chasing you. Get you a t-shirt and say, here I am. Get you a t-shirt. Here I am. Put it on the back. Catch me. Come all over me, mercy and goodness. They say, slow down. I will. Amen. Don't get ahead of God. Walk with him. Talk with him. Fellowship with him. Worship with him. Amen. Let's stand as we bring our tithes and offers unto the Lord. And go rejoicing. I believe Darius has a song after offering. Darius, is that true? You're going to bless us with the song? He's going to help water that seed and get it in the ground. Amen. So, Father, we just thank you for your gifts, your people. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God, for your son, Jesus Christ, who came and showed us who our. And by that sacrifice and by that commission that he has commanded us to give and expect good things to happen in our life, we thank you right now for those great and mighty promises that you have displayed for us, your son Jesus, while he was here on the earth, that every gift that came to him, he multiplied it back, good measure, into their lives, blessed their families, showed favor, healed their families. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for what you're going to do in our lives, Lord, that we have yet to see, because you have good things in store for us. And we're going to that storehouse today. We're bringing what we have to the storehouse, and we're expecting the windows of heaven to be opened up for revelation of who our Father is and what he's going to do. And he's going to use you. Amen. He's going to use me. So we thank you for that. We have the opportunity to give this morning into good ground. So bring your offering. Believe God for your favor in Jesus' name.
He is the King of Kings. We sing your praises to the King, for he is the King. Give him the glory, for he is the King. Give him the glory, for he is the King. Give him the glory, for he is the King. Give him the glory, for he is the King. We sing your praises to the King, for he is the King of Kings. We sing your praises to the King, for he is the King. We sing your praises to the King, for he is the King of Kings. We sing your praises to the King, for he is the King. Give him the glory, for he is the King. Give him the glory, for he is the King. Give him the glory, for he is the King. Give him the glory, for he is the King.
Hallelujah. Good morning. How are you doing? What are you doing here? How many would rather be here than in jail? Raise your hand. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'd a whole lot rather be here than in jail. You know why? Because I've been to both places and I like the house of God a lot better. Uh-oh, you didn't know that the pastor that's going to be ministering today was a jailbird, huh? Hallelujah. But that was before I got redeemed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I didn't know I was going to say that either. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. I want you to look at someone and say, you're at the right place. You're at the right time. God has something good for you today. Now, are you going to get it? How do you get it? By coming and expecting to receive from God. Now, I know we're going to have something good because I'm going to get it from God. Hallelujah. I'm going to share this with you because, you know, the Bible says be instant in season and out of season. That was drilled inside of me when I was a young Christian. Never knew that I was going to ever be a preacher or anything like that. But God wants His people to be instant, ready at all times. You might cross your path with someone that only you can help, that nobody else can help. So God wants us to be instant in season and out of season. When you receive that mandate that you're going to be that way, you're going to get in hot water sometimes. The devil's going to try to put you in hot water. Let me put it that way. But God will always deliver you if you believe it and receive it. Hallelujah. Now, I was studying yesterday. Pastor called yesterday morning and wanted me to know if I'd minister today. The first thing that came up on the inside of me was the devil says, you can't do that. You haven't had time to prepare. And then the next thing says, the Holy Spirit says, you can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens you. And I said, praise God, yes. I'll minister tomorrow. Hallelujah. Now, I went home. I mean, I was out there in my office. I was praying. I was praying in the Holy Ghost for hours, reading and looking through the Word, studying the Word, and trying to find out what way to go, which way to go. And finally I said, Lord, it's up to you. I said, it's up to you. Now, whatever you do, I want you to know, Lord, I want your plan. I want your plan to be put forth and your purpose for it, and I'll pursue it. Hallelujah. Hagin's got a book, Purpose, Plans, and Pursuits. And I'd read that book a while back, and that's what came up in my spirit. Lord, you get your plan ready. Show me your plan, the purpose for it, and I'll pursue it. So we're going to see what God does today. Now, I had two messages already been working on, and I said, well, I know I don't feel like that's what I need. So I just stuck one in the thing, and I got one a couple little scriptures in my Bible. But then Pastor gets up here and starts taking up offering, and one of them is talking about favor. And I said, Lord, is that the way you want to go? So let's just leave that right there right now, okay? Now I want to go ahead and pray right quick. Not right quick, I want to pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, I bless you and I praise you. I thank you that you are God. You are the King of the universe. You're my God. The same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Lord, you're my God. And I thank you that you said when I call upon you, you would answer me and you would show me great and mighty things. So, Lord, I've already called upon you and I'm calling upon you now and ask you to rise up big on the inside of me. Give me the words you're wanting to say to us today. I'm totally dependent upon you, God. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. Lord, without you, I'm nothing. Without you, I can't do nothing. But I'm not without you. I am your child. I am filled with your spirit. And I'm sensitive to your voice, Lord. And I hear your words. And I thank you for that. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to share a little bit of this and we'll just see which way it goes, okay? I was sitting there and I was praying in the Holy Ghost and all, and just come up in my spirit about the glory of God. Man, I have such a hunger and a thirst to see the manifest presence of God, the glory of God. So I begin to just meditate a little bit on the Word, and I begin to see Moses when he was up on that mountain. Glory, hallelujah. And he asked God, he said, God, show me your glory. And God said, Moses, you can't see my glory. You can't see me and live. I'm paraphrasing. He said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, Moses. He said, there's a rock over there. I'm going to take you and I'm going to put you in the cleft of that rock. Or a little cleft of the rock. I'm going to put you in that cleft of that rock there. And I'm going to take and walk over there, and I'm going to put my hand in front of you. And when I go, I'm going to remove my hand, and you shall see my backside, and you shall see the glory of God. Hallelujah. Man, I begin to shout. I said, glory, hallelujah. Praise God, that is awesome. How many of you know God is no respecter of persons? Huh? If you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you will be filled, is what the Word says. How many of you believe the Word? Amen. Hallelujah. If you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you will be filled. It may be in your office by yourself or in a garden or somewhere, but you will be filled. I begin to just weep before the Lord. Hallelujah. Then he takes me to Isaiah. Now, I'm not looking at no reading or nothing. I'm just worshiping the Lord. And in Isaiah chapter 6, it said, in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah said, I saw the Lord. High in the temple, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. Sitting on a throne. And his train filled the temple. It's not the train that runs the track, bless God. It's the train from the robe that he wears that fills the temple. Hallelujah. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. I want you to know today that you are the temple of God. You are the temple of God. Put God on the throne in your life and your heart and see his glory manifest in your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah. Now you tell me about favor. There's no better favor than having that favor of God in your life. Praise the name of Jesus. Well, I'm about to get excited. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. And he does awesome things for his children. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you know that God don't want you having to go around looking and searching and trying to find the answer to your problems? The answer to every problem you'll ever have has already been answered right here. All you've got to do is get in the Word. Favor of God comes when you begin to apply the Word of God to your life. Woo, hallelujah. I want you to go, just turn over to Proverbs chapter 3. You don't need to leave over that mountain. You just move that right on the inside, Lord. It's in you. He's sitting on the throne of your heart. Glory be to God. Your life. You are a temple of God, so he can sit there, enthroned in your life. Woo, hallelujah. I got that to get you stirred up a little bit. Glory be to God. How many of you hunger and thirst after righteousness? The Bible says you might be filled if you search hard enough. Huh? You hunger and thirst. That's what the problem is in church today. There's not enough of hunger for God. Woo, hallelujah. If you look at someone and say, if you hunger and you thirst after righteousness, you will be filled. Glory, hallelujah. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Look at Proverbs chapter 3. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me go back to the mountaintop. Hallelujah. Just come up my spirit. Now, while all this was going on, and Moses was getting the message from God, the Ten Commandments and all. He was doing that, and he said, Lord, I want something for myself. Pastor, sometimes we have to give, but sometimes we need to get. Yes, amen. I want something for myself, so God, show me your glory. I know this is holy words that you're giving me to give to those people down there. Holy commandments. But I want more than that. I want to see your glory, Lord. I want to see your glory. And the Bible says that if we ask and believe, we shall receive. When's the last time you asked God to see his glory? Now I want to go back on that mountaintop, and the Lord told Moses, when Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. He said, I'm going to put you in that rock. I'm going to put my hand over you. And when I take my hand away, he said, all of my goodness. Say, all of the goodness of the Lord passed before Moses. Now that's telling me that the glory of God is the goodness of God. The manifest presence of God is the goodness of God. How many of you know he's a good God? He don't put no sickness and disease on me. He gives me the healing power and anointing inside of me to drive out those sicknesses. Hallelujah. And he'll do it for you when you believe the word and stand upon the word. Glory. Hallelujah. Now I want you to look at someone and say, well, he hasn't arrived yet either. Talking about me, yeah. Point, say, he hasn't arrived. No, I'm not. I'm still believing God just like you are. Hallelujah. But I know where I was. And I know where I came from. I was that man that was in jail. Hallelujah. Lost and on my way to hell. And the Redeemer reached down and redeemed me. Pulled me out of that miry clay. Set me up on that mountaintop where I could look at him face to face. Now my God didn't have to break my back and put me in the hospital so I could look up at him. Because he's a good God. Hallelujah. He is a good God. And he gives me, I have favor with God. And any time in all of the years that I was working for myself and all, and I'd be going out and pricing new jobs and giving new prices out, trying to get work, or getting work, not trying. I was always blessed abundantly above measure. Always had plenty of work. Why? Because I went with the attitude is, I have favor with God. And he gives me favor with men. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you'll get that kind of mentality, then God will bless you supernaturally. Hallelujah. And I worked for myself over 20-something years. And I never once was without food or money or a job or anything. Why? Because God is faithful. Woo, hallelujah. No, you don't have to come dead off that mountaintop. Stay on that mountaintop, but make sure you keep God enthroned upon your heart. You are the temple of God. Where did Isaiah see God at? In the temple. In the temple. Now, won't you look? I don't know where I'm going to get where I started to go or not. I want you to think about it. He was high and lifted up, sitting on a throne. High and lifted up. That's a big throne when you have to look up at him. High and lifted up. And his train. His train. I looked it up. And it says a robe. Or like a wedding garment with a train that flows behind. But the king wears a royal robe. And the train, have you ever seen TV and the kings come walking through there in the train with that robe dragging the ground? That wasn't nothing. It said in his train filled the whole temple. And he was talking about Solomon's temple. That was a big temple. It filled the temple. And I got a picture. I was sitting there and I seen that. And I seen God sitting on that throne. Jesus sitting on that throne. And that robe, that train encircled and covered that whole temple from the top to the bottom. Hallelujah. Where anyone that came into the presence of God could be consumed in God's presence. Where sin can't stand. Because the angel had to take a tong and take a hot coal of fire and go up there and stick it to Isaiah's mouth and said, your sin is purged. Your iniquity is gone. Hallelujah. You know, I figured out that's why a lot of people don't want to get too close to God because they want to turn loose some things they got their hands in. Woo! Hallelujah. Preach it, Pastor. Glory be. Hallelujah. I'm just sharing with you what God shared with me. How many of you, we think we're all right. Oh, I'm not doing anything to hurt anybody. But no, I'm not doing anything to hurt anybody. But God says, check it out. Amen. Check it out. Look at someone say, everything. Then we think it's all right. It's not all right with God. Woo, that's why he said, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. If we got a little bit of stuff in our life that shouldn't be there, we're not going to be hungering and thirsting too much of God, because he'll bring conviction on us. We want to stay away from him. Isn't that awful? Such a good God, and we get that mess up, we'll run away from him instead of running to him, him standing there. The prodigal son and the father standing there with his arms open wide. Come on in, son, and restore him back to where he was. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. High and lifted up. And his train or his goodness or every bit of God was filled in that place. Well, you can't contain God, but you know what I'm talking about. Isaiah seen it. He was right in amongst it. Glory, hallelujah. Then he said, when you get where the glory's at, when God says, listen to this now. When God says, I want you to minister Sunday, then you say, yes, Lord. You won't say, oh, well, I don't know if I'm going to have time or not. Why? The Bible says be instant in season, out of season. I guarantee you, if somebody calls you and you're tired and trying to want you to minister for them, you would say no. You wouldn't say no. You would say yes. Why? I mean, we're within reason. You know what I'm talking about. Why? Because he's got a heart for God and the things of God. I'm not saying you don't. But I'm trying to stir us up today. Every one of us needs to do more. Hallelujah. We need to read more. We need to pray more. We need to study more. We need to pray in the Holy Ghost. Nowadays, people act like they're scared of the Holy Ghost. And he's the very best thing you can have. He's my comforter. He's my teacher. He's my guide. He's my ever-present help in time of need. Glory be to God. I don't have to hunt him down. I don't have to call and say, well, I'm going to call up God and see if he can help me today. Like a friend or a brother or somebody, and them not at home, or you can't get them on the phone. God's not that way. He said, I'm a friend that will stick closer to you than any brother you'll ever have. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's my kind of God. That's my God. Hallelujah. And he's a God that loves to give good gifts to his children. How many of you got, like the pastor was praying earlier, for those that got symptoms of sinus infections and things like that? Raise your hand if you had those symptoms when he was talking about. Raise your hand. He prayed a while ago. Now my God is a good God. He don't put that junk on you. It's illegally in your body. That's why you have to stand on the word. And you ought to cast that in spirit of infirmity out. Sometimes it's just because we don't do things like we ought to do. We get those symptoms. We open up the door, let me tell you, that way. And the devil comes in. Get down on your knees and get before God. Hallelujah. Do it. Yes. What you got to do? Pray and seek God's face. And I was sitting in my office, and I'm telling you, it was thick in there. I had the door shut. Nobody, just me and God and the Word. You know, he is the Word. You can't separate him from the Word. Hallelujah. He is the Word. So I was locked up in the room with God. Hallelujah. And he'll begin to show you. And hey, and it didn't stop there. During praise and worship, that second song we sang, it began to just, my cup began to run over as I worship the Lord. Because he's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our honor. He's worthy of our glory. If he never does anything else for us, he went to that cross and he died. And like Miss Tammy was saying, you couldn't even recognize him. It looked like a piece of ground hamburger meat laying there. And he did that just for me. Just for me. That old lost boy that was on a fast road to hell. And he did it just for me. And I can't help but to praise him. I can't help but to live and dedicate the rest of my life to him. because he's worthy of it. He's worthy. No one else is worthy of it. Your spouse is not worthy of the honor, glory, and praise that God is. Even though we love our spouses and we praise them and we encourage them and we do want to do things for them. But God is the only one that is worthy to receive all of our glory, honor, and our praise and majesty, because he is the rock of our salvation. He is the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world. He is that glory that was in that temple of Isaiah's, that surrounded that temple and covered, engulfed Isaiah, the temple of Solomon, and engulfed Isaiah. He is the one. He is the one that your favor comes from. He is the one your blessings come from. He is the one that your very breath comes from. And no other. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to run. I don't know where to shout. I don't know where to shut up. I don't know what to do. Hallelujah. But I don't think God wants me to shut up. Hallelujah. If he had, he wouldn't have put it in me. Glory be to God. I feel like Jeremiah. Was it Jeremiah said, it's like a fire shut up in my bones and it's got to get out. It's got to get out. Hallelujah. And now that we got that little start there, glory, hallelujah. Just keep flying away, hallelujah. Fly away, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I want you to go. Hallelujah. Well, let's go. God will change it if that's not what he wants. Hallelujah. Go to Proverbs chapter 3. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, but if you're waiting on me, son, I don't know where you're going to end up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I might get on a fast train, choo-choo out of here. I don't know. Hallelujah. Glory. No, I'll get on that glory train and head on out. That'll be good, won't it? Good for me. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Now, I'm going to tie this in there together, because what we were just talking about, the glory of God and the presence of God and the anointing of God and all the blessings of God, it calls all tied up in his word. And look at Proverbs chapter 3. Glory, hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3. Are you there? All right, you're at Proverbs chapter 3 now, right? Hallelujah. Now look what it says. My son. Who's he talking to? He's talking about daughters too. Yeah, you know. Raise your hand and say, he's talking to me. I'm a son of God. Or you can say, I'm a daughter of God. He's talking to me. Look what he says. My son, forget not my law. See, that's one of the things I believe we have a problem with. We don't remember the laws of God like we're supposed to. Or I just say the word. We don't believe the word of God or remember the word of God like we should. We don't spend time in the word of God, in other words. We got everything else going on and everything in the country taking up our time. Now, this is not a bad message. I want you to understand that. Because God is a good God, even though we do mess up sometimes. But anyway, we get too busy. You know why? Because the devil will see to it that he consumes all of your time that he can to keep you from spending time with God. I'm no different. Sometimes things come up and it might be 2 days before I get to be able to shut myself in my office. And I say, man, I got to have some relief. So I'll make sure I get at least a day out there after a couple of days, and I'll get most of my time in the office reading and praying. So, man, I got to have my son, me and him, doing some stuff around the house, and I told him, I said, man, I ain't doing nothing tomorrow. I got to spend some time with God. And I'm serious, I do. And I don't think he likes it, but there ain't nothing he can do about it. Hallelujah. I'd rather obey God and my son be a little bit ticked at me than not obey God. Hallelujah. I think we're too interested in what other people think than what God thinks. Woo, hallelujah. Can we say amen or old me? Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. My son, forget not my law. Forget it not. You know how you can keep from forgetting the law of God? Read it every day. Woo, boy, that's something, ain't it? Read it every day. You won't forget it. Listen what it says. Forget not my law. But let thine heart keep my commandments. Your heart. I mean, you know God's interested in your heart. That's the most important thing in your life. Not your blood pumping vessel. I'm talking about the spirit of man, which is the candle of the Lord. It's on the inside of you. And he's interested about you. He looks in your heart. That's where he sees the real you. He don't look at your head and the way you think, and he's looking at that heart. That's why Samuel thought that Eliab was going to be the next king when God told him to go to Jesse and take the oil with him because he's going to anoint him a king there. Samuel looked at the big strapping, big man, strong. He says, surely that's the Lord's anointed. And the Lord says, no, he ain't. I rejected him. I bet Samuel said, what? Lord, are you sure? How many times have we asked the Lord if he's sure? Just like we to God and he's not. Are you sure? Give $100 in offering today. Now, I know that ain't God. Now, I know that ain't God. God wouldn't tell me to give $100. He told him, he said, take you all and go over there to Jesse's house because I'm going to have you to anoint me a king there today. So he went through all those seven, I think it was. And the Lord said, no, not one of them. Samuel said, is this all your sons? And he said, oh, I got one little old young punk down there keeping the sheep because his brother didn't think a whole lot of him. They push him out in the field and didn't think much of him. He's just a little teenage boy. God said, go. Samuel said, go get him. We're not going to sit down and eat till you bring him. Right. If they didn't want to go get him, if they'd have waited long enough, they wouldn't have been able to eat. They'd have went and got him sooner or later, wouldn't they? If it was like me and you, like we like to eat, wouldn't it? Hallelujah, yes. They said, man, I'm getting hungry. I'm going down there and getting David. I'm bringing him back up here. Hallelujah. So the Lord anointed David as king. He said, but in that situation, he said, I've rejected all the other ones because, Samuel, I'm looking at the heart. I'm not looking at the outward appearance. Man looks at the heart. At the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Amen. That's why I'm saying some of the things we're doing may not be pleasing unto God. So some things we think is all right, God says, no, I don't want it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Keep my commandments. Look at verse 2. For length of days and long life. How many of you like to live a long life? Jack, you like to live 25 more years, wouldn't you? At least. Hallelujah. All you got to do is obey the word. Line your life up with the word. In several places in the word, he promises long life if we do what the word says do. Hallelujah. Now, is he telling the truth or is he lying? Huh? I'm going to tell you right now, he's telling the truth because his word is truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'll put it to you this way. If he ever told a lie, he would have to self-destruct. You can't kill him. I can't kill him. The devil can't kill him. They tried it on the cross. So if he lied or if he did anything that's not like it should be, holy and acceptable to God, he would have to self-destruct. And all those people all over the world is trying to kill every Christian they can. They'll never, never stop God. Never stop the church. Because the church will be exactly what Jesus said it will be. We may be going through some growing pains and some struggles, but it will ultimately be the church that is raptured out of here. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And length of life and peace shall they add unto thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the tables of thy heart. What? Mercy and truth. I heard mercy and truth this morning. Mercy and truth. I'm going to tell you about mercy and truth. They follow you everywhere you go. I'm going to tell you something. You know, they're talking about Gabriel being a big angel. They talk about God being sitting up in a throne. How those angels, mercy and truth that's following me are bigger than anything you've ever seen. They're bigger than any problem that ever come my way. They will never leave me because they are God and they will never forsake me. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of their mind. Oh, what? I thought it was the mind. That's where you get everything, put everything in it you get. In your mind. Write them upon the tables of your heart. Why? Because once you get it in your heart, can't nobody take it away from you. If you only got it in your head, then you only got sense knowledge of it, and somebody can brainwash you. Somebody can talk you out of stuff that's just in your head. But when it's in your heart, can't nobody take it from you. Glory, hallelujah. That's why out of the abundance of the heart, Jesus said, the mouth speaks. Now, you can tell when somebody's just rambling off and a little stupid thought that comes from their mind. But when they begin to speak out of their heart, you can see what kind of person they are. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I ain't got but 2 hours left. Oh, Lord, I got to hurry. I got to hurry. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the tables of the heart. So shalt thou. Now, listen to this right here. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. There's what I want you to look at. The favor of God is upon His children. The children that are doing what the Word says do. How many of you know if we're not lining our lives up with the Word, then it's our own fault that the promises of God are not working in our life? Huh? It's our own fault. It's not my fault that it's not working in your life. It's your fault if it's not working in your life. Glory, hallelujah. Now, I said favor is someone's desire. Favor is someone's desire to solve a problem for you. God had a great desire to solve all your problems, and He sent Jesus to that cross. Therefore, you have the favor of God upon your life. But you got to line your life up with the Word to walk in that favor. Favor begins when someone desires to solve a problem for you or someone. If someone, let me put it to you this way. If you didn't have a dime of money and your wife and kids was hungry and the Lord sent me to your house and I gave you a check for $500, and you needed it bad. Now, when I left your house, what kind of person would I be to you? If I ever needed anything, all I'd have to do is call you and you'd be there, wouldn't you? Why? Because of the favor. When you solve a problem for someone, if you're there to help someone that's in need, you have favor. You win favor in their life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look at Psalms 41. No, don't turn there for the sake of time. I'll just read it. Psalms 41:11 says, by this I know that thou favorest me because my enemy doth not triumph over me. Sound familiar, King David? By this, you keeping the enemy off of me, God, by just that, I know that you favor me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Favor is a gift from God. You know everything you get from God is a gift? Everything. You don't deserve, I don't deserve nothing from God. If we got what we deserved, it would have been hell. But Jesus chose to take that place for me. Hallelujah. Now it's a gift from God. Now how much does a gift cost you? How much does a gift cost you? How much does a gift cost you? Costs you nothing. Nothing. It's free from the heart of God. Jesus has already provided everything. But provided you everything that pertains to life and godliness. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He does not owe it to you. You cannot purchase favor. And others are not obligated to give it to you. Hallelujah. It's because if they choose to. You can't purchase favor from God. You can't purchase your salvation. Why? It's not by works. At least anybody can boast about it. Well, God gave me mine because I was so good. And I preached down there the other Sunday and God gave me favor. He gave me favor long before I began to preach. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Psalms 5 and 12 says, "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous." Look at someone and say, "I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus." I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, and when wilt thou compass him about as with a shield." Glory, hallelujah. Not only do I have the favor of God over my life, I have the shield of God over my life. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Favor is necessary for success. Favor is necessary for the success God has for you. You cannot work hard enough to get anything and everything you deserve. You know that, hadn't you? You try to work a lot. But you can't work enough to get all that we need and want in this life. But favor, the favor of God and favor that God moves upon people to show toward you and toward me. I have favor with God. That's it. I have favor with a few people. But by God's help, I can have favor with more people. Hallelujah. So God, you can't say the sky's the limit because eternity, there is no limit. There is no limit. And if you say sky's the limit, you know, with God, the sky's the limit, you're limiting God. Hallelujah. You can't limit God. You can't keep him in a little old box sitting over in the corner of your house and try to let him out a little bit when you want him. Woo! Hallelujah. It's getting quiet in this Holy Ghost filled church, ain't it? Hallelujah. Woo! We're going to have to go back to the mountain so I get that love flowing again. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise God. It's okay to laugh. I'm a little bit comical anyway. Do you know that? I am a little bit. My wife says I better not quit my day job. But I did that years ago too, so I don't know what's going on. Hallelujah. So praise God. Now listen to that. He compasses me about as a shield. Favor is necessary for the sex God has for you. You cannot work hard enough to get everything you desire and want. Now Job 10 and 12 says, "Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation has preserved my spirit." Now, this is what Job said. How many of you know the mess Job went through? How many of you know that God was wrongly accused in that? How many of you know that God exonerated Job? Because all them goofy suckers he's hanging around with. But he did. Had Job to pray for him, didn't he? Why? Because he's a God of love. When we mess up, he says, they need help, Job. You need to help them boys. Your friends are rough. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Favor begins when you solve a problem for someone. When Joseph, now listen to this. When Joseph interpreted the dream for Pharaoh, his gift made room for him. How many of you know the Bible says a man's gift will make room for him and bring him among great men? Yeah. A man's gift. How many of you know you got a gift? How many of you know every one of you know you're gifted? You have talents and gifts and abilities that this body needs. You look at someone and say, you are important. You are precious in God's sight and in my sight too. Because I need you. Tell them, say, I need you. And it don't have to be your spouse. I'm talking about you need your spouse, but you need everybody else too. Glory, hallelujah. When Joseph interpreted the dream for Pharaoh, his gift made room for him. He was promoted to the second person in power. Woo! That's what God has for me and you. We have favor. Hey, it's okay to laugh in church, you know that? But you're his favorite too. I'm his favorite though, but you're his favorite too. Glory, hallelujah. So he's promoted to second high. Genesis 41 through 41 and verse 41 through 44. I'm going to read it so we don't have to turn there. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. You need to broaden your horizons. You need to broaden your horizons. You don't need to stay where you're at. Glory, hallelujah. If Joseph would have stayed where he was thought he was supposed to be, he would have never got to where he was. He would never been the man of God that he was to save all of his whole house and all of the people from dying of starvation. He was sent there for such a time as that. You and I are sent here for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. And Moses and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see how I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Yeah, I typed this out so I wouldn't struggle with it. I got my Bible so marked up, it takes somebody to decipher it out. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. Man, I'm telling you, that's a long way from the pit in the ground, ain't it? That's a long way from a hole in the ground and your brothers wanting to kill you. And they rise up because of the dream that he told them, the dreams he had. They were bowing down and worshiping him and they said, no, we'll kill you, old boy. We're not going to bow to you. But who did they bow to when they went for food? They bowed that knee to Joseph. Hallelujah. Don't ever say you ain't going to do something. Because God will make you eat those words. Hallelujah. Don't say, well, I'm not going to ever preach. I wouldn't preach in that church. They asked me to. You're not just talking out of words there. You're speaking to the heart of God. Because His heart is for ministering the Word. Getting people born into the kingdom of God. And if you can do one little thing that helps that come about, then that's you're helping him to accomplish his will for this earth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He put a gold chain around his neck. I never had a gold chain, but I sure would like to have one. One of these days. I'd have to not wear a tie so I could wear a shirt with a low neck so you could see that gold chain there. I'm talking about real gold now. I'm not talking about fool's gold or that stuff that turns your neck green. Hallelujah. Yes. Say, I want the best. God wants you to have the best too. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes. And verse 43 says, and he made him ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee. They cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. Don't never say you won't bow, brother. Don't never say you won't bow. Because they said they wouldn't, and they were going to kill him to make sure they didn't bow. But they end up in front of the whole country bowing before their brother. Glory, hallelujah. The one that they thought was nothing. He was a nobody. He was nothing. And they wanted to kill. He was raised up to the second person in power on this earth. That's a mighty move, isn't it? That's a big promotion. They tried to kill him, but the Bible says promotion don't come from the east and west, north and south, but promotion comes from the Lord. Joseph obeyed the word of the Lord. He obeyed God. Even when he was wrongly accused stand one time, wrongly accused by his wife, by the man's wife, and was thrown in prison. Yet he did not deny God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, all this went about because he did a favor to someone. He saw the problem for them. Interpreted that dream, didn't he? So when you do something to bless somebody, it causes favor to come upon you. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee, now listen to this, he said, without you, Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without you, Joseph, shall no man lift up his hand or his foot in all the land of Egypt. My Lord. Now you tell me that ain't power. But you know something, you can't, don't you lift that foot unless I tell you to. That was Joseph. That's what Pharaoh told him, the high man. Wait a minute, what'd you do? That shows you right there, I don't have the power that Moses had. He ignored me completely. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Isn't it good? Isn't it fun to go to church? It is fun to go to church. Hallelujah. Christians are supposed to be the happiest people in the world anyway. And when you realize who you are in Christ Jesus and what He's given you and the power and authority you have of your own over your own life and your well-being, it's a reason to shout. Glory, hallelujah. You can't even pick up, nobody can pick up their hand or a foot in the whole land of Egypt unless you say they can. Glory be to God. Favor is a seed you can sow into others. Everyone has the ability to sow favor. When you help others achieve their goals, you are sowing favor. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 6 and 8 says, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. That's a law. Do you know that? Favor begins as a seed and ends as a harvest. Listen to this. What you sow today will re-enter your life in the future. When you plant a harvest, let me ask you something. You take, I'll give you 5 seeds, and I'll tell you to go plant them. And you take care of them like you're supposed to. And when that thing begins to grow, and it comes, I'm going to say 5 kernels of corn, okay? And when that thing begins to grow and it grows up, how many seeds you going to get off of that corn? You sow 1 grain, or if you just take 1 stalk to come up. How many grains of corn you gonna kernels of corn you gonna get off there? There's a bunch of kernels of corn on that corn cob. And if there's only 3 ears to the stalk, that's a bunch of corn. That's a bunch of seed, isn't it? When you sow into God's kingdom, you will reap longer than it took you to sow, and you will reap a way lot more than you sow. Sowing and reaping. You'll reap longer than it took you to sow and reap more, a whole lot more than what you sow. That's favor. That's God's favor on us. Hallelujah. Galatians 6 and 7 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Glory. Hallelujah. Favor can stop when you... Now listen to this. You can stop favor over your life. Favor can stop when you deliberately ignore an instruction from God. Saul ignored the instructions of Samuel to kill King Agag and all the Amalekites. The favor of God was over Saul's life left. The anointing of God is the favor of God. When anointing left, that favor of God left. Woo, hallelujah. Makes you think, don't it? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 14:9 said, "Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor." Favor stopped. Saul was rejected from being king, and David became king. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Back up on that mountaintop. Hallelujah. I ain't got 2 hours left. I got 2 hours a while ago. I'm going to go ahead and stop right there. I got a few more nuggets there, but maybe I'll get to share them later. Hallelujah. A few more. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, don't ever forget, I believe that's one of the reasons the Lord had me to share that with you, of Moses on the mountain with God and Isaiah in the temple of God. Because the presence of God and the anointing of God, the heaviness, the Shekinah glory of God, the manifest presence of God is the glory of God. And I want you to understand, you don't have to wait to come to church. God's wanting us to know, get more aware of it every day, that we can experience that glory of God in our own lives, because we are the temple of God. And He sits on that temple, in that temple. He is in us. And all we got to do is just spend time with Him. He hungers and He thirsts for us to fellowship with Him. You know, the Word says, "Blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. They shall be filled." God hungers and thirsts for us to fellowship with Him. He does. He needs you and me. He don't just want us. He needs us. He loves us. And He wants us prosperous, healthy, and happy, living long, full lives. And the favor of God will help bring that to pass in our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I got some more, another way I could have went too. That's not what the Lord said. Hallelujah. Yeah, Yahweh. Not my way, but Yahweh. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Pastor, I'll give it back to you. Hallelujah. But
thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.